Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh, and welcome to this segment of Khoj Gurbani's Asab of the Day. We continue our recitation from Asa Mahala Panjwa, Bani of the Fifth Guru, Guru Arjan in the Rag Asa. A salok combined with four chants. We considered the first chant yesterday. Today the recitation will be of the second chant. With the salok first, just so that we focus on the central idea. The salok was Uddam Karo Vad Bhagi Ho Simaro Har Har Rai Nanak Jis Simrat Sab Sukh Hove Dukh Dard Ramajai. So Uddam Karo, the injunction was to exert, to make an effort in order to become a Vadabhagi, in order to become a recipient of a great gift, the ultimate gift. And to do that by becoming mindful of the Hari, the Self. Focus on the Self. Because the Self brings with it wholesomeness, everlasting happiness. It removes obstacles. Nanak jis simrat sab sukh hove, sab sukh, all happiness. So that was the salok. The first chant talked about the necessity of guru wisdom. That theme continues. And let's see how the second chant plays out. Kripal Dayal Ras. Sorry, the second chant begins Pavan Patit Puneet Naam Niranjana. So, where the last chant concluded with a refrain that we will see again Nanak Payampe Charan Japa Naam Japat Govind Neh Alasaya. Kind of a endorsement of the salok by saying, don't be lazy. Supplicate yourself to Naam, to the Self, to self-knowledge, to that consciousness. So, what is Naam? Naam here in this chant is described as Pavan Patit Puneet Naam Niranjana. Niranjan, it is consciousness. It is not of the nature of matter. So Naam is universal consciousness. And it is Pavan, Pavit. It's pristine. In other words, it is not sullied by anything. It is Patit. Patit Puneet. Naam Niranjana. So it is pristine, it purifies the patit, those who are solid. That is to say, our consciousness is sullied with the dirt of thought. So that Naam is unsullied. When we focus on that, or put our minds to it, or recall it, param andher binas, that's what happens. Self-doubt, darkness is destroyed. Gyan gur anjana, this is the opposite of niranjana, collyrium. It's kind of a shade, black shade that is used for the eyes to beautify them. Here, of course, it is for the inner eyes to banish ignorance caused by delusion. The delusion being that I am the body. Gur Gyan Anjan ਪ੍ਰਭ ਨਿਰੰਜਨ ਜਲ ਥਲ ਮਈਲ ਪੂਰੀਆ. ਸੋ ਦ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਗੁਰ, ਗੁਰ ਗਿਆਨ ਇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਦੈਟ ਮੈਡੀਸਨ ਫੋਰ ਦ ਇਨਰ ਆਈਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵਿਲ ਰਿਵੀਲ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਨਿਰੰਜਨ ਦੈਟ ਇਮਟੀਰੀਅਲ ਸੈਲਫ ਜਲ ਥਲ ਮਹੀਲ ਪੂਰੀਆ, ਦੈਟ ਸੇਮ ਸੈਲਫ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ ਪ੍ਰਵੇਡਿੰਗ ਐਵਰੀਵੇਅਰ ਐਵਰੀਵੇਅਰ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਅ ਗੈਪ. ਇੱਕ ਨਿਮਕ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਵਸੀ ਹੈ, ਮਿਟੇ ਤਿਸੇ ਵਿਸੂਰੀਆ. ਵਿਸੂਰ ਵਰੀਜ਼, ਯੋਰ ਵਰੀਜ਼, ਯੋਰ ਐਂਗਜ਼ਾਇਟੀਜ਼ ਵਿਲ ਡਿਸਅਪੀਅਰ ਇਨ ਐਨ ਇੰਸਟੈਂਟ ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਰਿਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਦਿਸ ਕੌਂਸ਼ੀਅਸਨੈਸ. ਆਗਾਧ ਬੋਧ ਸਮਰੱਥ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਸਰਬ ਕਾ ਭਾਉ ਪੰਜਨਾ. ਯੂ ਵਿਲ realize that which has no boundaries, bodh, you will get illumination, enlightened. This is an enlightened state of the Samrat Swami, the omnipotent master, sarva ka pau bhanjana, the one that will destroy fear. And the refrain is Kripal Dayal Rasal Gunanid Kar Daya Seva Laya. This is an appeal. O compassionate one, O aesthetic joy, treasure of oceans, treasure trove of virtue, Daya Seva Laya, please put me to your service. In other words, give me that consciousness. So that is the second chant. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.